Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. With the long holiday weekend, we've produced a brief episode that looks at a few key topics from 2022 involving newsmakers, entertainment, and sports. First, we'll look back at some of the influential people who died this past year. We'll also look at the Associated Press Breakthrough Entertainers of the Year. Finally, we'll review the AP's Sports Story of the Year.
2022 marked final goodbyes for some influential people. Queen Elizabeth reigned in Britain for 70 years.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family, to which we all belong.
Madeleine Albright was the first woman in a high-ranking cabinet position.
Mr. President, I am deeply honored by your decision to nominate me for Secretary of State.
Among the entertainers who died,
they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Sidney Poitier was the first black actor to win the Best Actor Oscar.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Loretta Lynn says her country music career was about being herself.
I think it's just everyday living. I mean, I had to live my songs to write them.
The AP named nine performers as Breakthrough Entertainers of the Year.
But my enemies call me Namor.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever is not the biggest role Tenoch Huerta has had, but it pushed him into the public consciousness. Other actors who grabbed the spotlight this year are Danielle Deadwyler, who played Mamie Till Mobley in the film Till, and Sadie Sink as the skater girl in Stranger Things. Stephanie Hsu in Everything Everywhere All at Once and Iman Vellani in Ms. Marvel had star-making turns this year, as did Bridgerton actor Simone Ashley, Daryl McCormick of Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, and Broadway actor Joaquina Calicongo. Musician Toby Nwigwe is on the radar of the Grammys. He's up for Best New Artist. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brittany Griner's return to the U.S. after 10 months of captivity in Russia is the AP Sports Story of the Year. It played out at the intersection of not just sports, but politics, race and gender identity, and wartime diplomacy. An openly gay black basketball star held overseas on drug charges by a nation waging war on a neighbor. It further strained relations between Washington and Moscow, who swapped Griner for Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. The entire saga boosted not just Griner's profile, but the issue of wrongly detained Americans and government efforts to bring them home. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.